If you have a Bible, turn to the Gospel of Mark. Mark 11, verse 12. It's the second book of the New Testament. It's a very interesting story. The story of the fig tree. Mark 11, verse 12. The next day as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. That verse always makes me smile. His disciples heard him say it. He just talked to a tree. Yes, I know, I heard him say it. Now, some more stuff happened, and then verse 20. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. It was the very next day. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." Our title for this message today is the words of Jesus in verse 22. Have faith in God. At the beginning of this year, the elders and wise of Abbot Loop, we fasted and prayed and got together and talked and prayed about this new year, what God wanted for Abbot Loop in 2006. And there were a lot of themes and a lot of great ideas for this year. But one emerged that sort of came through all and tied them all together. Faith. We believe, at least right now, we're in a season of faith. We believe God is challenging Abbot Loop to believe him for more. We're believing God for a year of increase. You know, we've always been frugal and careful, and we've always just gone by faith month to month, year by year, 46 years. But honestly, here at Abbot Loop, we've never really had an expectation of abundance and blessing and surplus and prosperity. In fact, in some ways, maybe we've been a little bit afraid of all that. I don't know why. People say, "Are you a faith church?" I want to say, yes, we are. What's the alternative? And I really feel God challenging me and all of us just to believe him for more and to be a faith church, whatever that means. Not a label, but a lifestyle. We want to start the year with a focus in worship and in preaching about God himself and who he is and how great and awesome he is. Vince Broussard spoke about God as a father, even as God is a grandfather even, you know, and he spoke about the loving father of the prodigal son in Jesus' parable. It was great. I spoke about a revelation of a holy God, like Isaiah, who saw God high and lifted up and holy. But this holy God loves you enough to make a way for you and I to be with him. And Josh Tanner spoke about how good God is, how he wants to bless you. He wants good things for you. That's the way he is. That's his heart. And last week, Reed Moore was here. Wasn't that great? He spoke about how important it is to know God and really see him the way he really is, especially his love, to have a revelation of God's great love. And all this we're doing for you because we want you to see God better. Yeah, the old King James Version in the Psalm said, "Magnify the Lord." It's an old-fashioned word. And Reed said, it doesn't mean that you make anything bigger. You just see it more clearly. Well, in a way, we're trying to magnify the Lord. We can't make him bigger, but we want you to see him more clearly, the way he really is. So we hope after all this, you'll see God is more fatherly than you saw him before, or more holy, or more loving, or more good. He's all that. Now, you can have faith in that kind of God. The real question is, how big is your God? That's about how big is your faith. That's how it works. Because Jesus said in our verse here, have faith in God. Now notice he didn't just say have faith, period. Just believe. You know, like it's just sort of this force. Your faith is not a force. Your faith is in God who has the force. I'll probably say that too many times, too many ways, but that's the whole point. He didn't just say, have faith, only believe, just in kind of some generic, vague, cosmic way. He said, have faith in God. Very specific. He also did not say, have faith in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You can wither a fig tree. You can move a mountain. Phooey, baloney. I couldn't wither an artificial plant. I don't have any faith in myself. Thank God. We're in trouble if our faith in ourselves. He didn't even say have faith in your faith. You know, like if you really believe you believe, then you really can believe and you can believe. I'm saying it in that silly way because it is silly. It's ridiculous to have faith in your own faith. He didn't say have faith in others. He didn't say have faith in the church and all that. The prophecy today, which I wrote down, the guy said, have faith in God, he said. He was encouraging us to have faith in God. That's the whole point. The faith is in him. The faith is in God himself, don't you see? What kind of a God is he? What kind of a person is he? It's faith in that. Faith in his character. Faith in his heart that doesn't change since yesterday. It's faith in how great he is. It's faith in his power that made all things. Faith in his faithfulness, that he's always there. Every time you speak, he hears you. Can you have faith in that kind of God? Yes, you can. I read one commentary. I'm just going to quote one. The man said, the solemnly introduced assurances of verse 23 and 24. Look down there. See those? Promises about whatever you ask for in prayer, it'll be yours, and so on. These solemnly introduced assurances, I love this language, are grounded explicitly on God's faithfulness and not on the ability of a man to banish from his heart the presumption of doubt. Faith is not about driving all the dots out of your mind. Give up on that. You never will anyway. Faith is in God, who I think doesn't have any doubts in his mind. Hallelujah. The day God has doubts in his mind, we're all in trouble, all right? And the man said, the concept of faith is a quiet confidence in the power and goodness of God who accomplishes everything. What it means is, in a way, you can limit God. I don't like saying those words because he is God and he's not limited by nobody or nothing. Bad grammar on purpose. But your faith can limit God in your own life. If you believe in a little weak God, that's about how much faith you can have. Don't you see? You can have great faith if you believe in a great God. Hallelujah. I have this friend. I love him a lot. I'm not sure he's a believer yet. He's had lots of medical troubles. And when he does, he asks me to pray. And I do because I love him. And actually, I think God has helped him and maybe even healed him a few times, and he's still alive. And he'll say to me, Rick, your faith, your prayers have great power. He'll say, keep praying for me. And so I'll say to him, thank you, but my faith has zero power. And my prayers have no power. I couldn't heal a mole. Nothing. I keep telling him, Al, I'm praying to the one with all the power. He's the one that's doing this, not me, not my prayers, not my faith, him. And I'm thanking him for it. So when someone says, I can see that your faith is very important to you, just say thank you and say, actually, it's Jesus who's very important to me. It's not about my faith. It's about him. Have faith in God. That's the whole point here today. He's the one with all the power. He can do it. Now, since Mary Jill is here, which is so great for the wedding, I asked Mary Jill to come and share part of this message today, and she's going to come right now and do that. And I'm excited about what she's going to share. We talked about it, so let's welcome her and hear some more about have faith in God. Amen.